Chapter 39. Saturday night. Val left a stack of 7 Philia-made but blank Valentine's cards beside the computer for Zelos to fill out when he was feeling better. Lena followed the tottering 2 boys down from the loft. Be sure to test his temperature and make him drink and... Okay, later. She finished and sped out the door to the main house. Lena had to get out of there. What Zelos had said had stabbed her in the heart. She knew exactly what he meant about the confusion. 1 minute she was in charge, the next, someone or something was spiraling out of her control. He really had to be needed and cherished and loved by somebody good enough to realize what a prize he'd be someday. Amelia, still up with Zell? Oh God, I better go save him now. She gasped, between pants from her inter-house run. Remembering her own advice, she knocked first. Hey, Lena here. Can I come in, or do I need to blast a hole in the... thanks, Amelia. Zell, you look improved. Zell's penetrating gaze clouded, then dissipated as he took in the transformed image of Lena. He gasped, then choked, and then ended up in a coughing fit, which covered up any laughter that might have risen to the surface. Amelia did the talking. Miss Lena, what did you do to your hair? It's so, so huge! Like another life form, Zell sputtered. Lena hadn't really looked at it since she'd been out getting food and card-making supplies in the wind. She had noticed a tendril or two hanging about her face, but she had a lot of hair. Okay, Zelos had remarked about it too, so... She marched into Zell's bathroom and looked in the mirror. A sharp intake of air said it all. To Zell, at least. For everyone in the neighborhood, the screams that followed said the rest. Oh my God, what in the 7 hells happened to my hair? She collapsed onto the floor, laughing herself into a state of hiccups. The very kinky, enormous mass of long, flaming red hair had been further teased into a giant afro by the misty rain and wind. It appeared to be swallowing Lena whole from top down. Zell was sitting up in bed, dressed in a t-shirt and sweatpants. Around him were Valentine's cards, and in his hand, a pen. I'd ask you to be my Valentine, but it looks like that got to you first. Oh well, I'll have to write something else, more appropriate then. He smirked, sarcasm oozing from his pores. Let's see, Lena the Wild and Woolly came down via rope and pulley. She ensnared me in hair, vowed my life she would spare, if only to not look too silly. Wait, wait, I can do better. Ah, ensnared by her locks, I chant a spell, change my skin into rocks, and escape with my life and my socks. Hold on. Oof! No, stop that. I almost had it right that time. Save me, Amelia! Amelia was torn. Alina was right to be mad at his teasing, but... She decided to pull Lena off him. Even the just and righteous could be weak. Besides, he was sick, right? And weak, right? Come on, Miss Lena. Mr. Zelgadas is still sick. He's even had a difficult time concentrating on finishing his cards. Amelia pleaded. The one you make for me had better be good, Lena growled at him. Then grinned evilly. Yours will be. I promise. I think I'll go work on it now, while I'm in the right mood, especially after my latest chat with Mr. Needy across the way. Lena made as if to go. Lena, no, pleaded Zell. He needed her sarcasm for a break from sweet Amelia. How is he? What's going on? He is taking a cold shower with Val to lower his temperature. He was speaking in tongues deliriously. He is absolutely unable to practice music and will probably keep Val amused by moaning and whining. Otherwise, why would I have left and come here to be criticized? Lena ranted a bit. Zell stared at Lena. I think I'll choose to ignore that cold shower part. So, is everybody going to tonight's basketball game?
Yes, answered Amelia. Unless you think I should stay.
Lena shrugged her shoulders. Depends on Val's report. He's got to go to work soon, so can't stay with Zelos until later tonight. Looks like you're well enough to take care of yourself, Zell. Zell nodded. Amelia, go have fun. You could use a break. I'll go over and watch Zelos. I can manage that much. When you go, I'll give you my cell phone, and then we can keep in touch, all right?
Fine with me. Amelia, you keep the phone, because your purse is big enough. Did you guys eat yet?
Well, I haven't, so I'm gonna eat and make cards.
Later.
Lena hopped off the end of the bed, where she had settled herself after her hysterical outburst.
Okay, now, you promised to help me with my poetry, Mr. Zelgadis. It was embarrassing to find out Val was so much cleverer at it than I was. Even Gowrie's not bad,
Amelia said, pouting cutely.
Oh, joy,
Zell thought, settling back into his pillows.
Let's start with Gowrie. What do you like about him? Start with that. What else? Write that down. What? Has to rhyme. All right, read it back.
Okay, your smile warms the hearts of all who know you. Your eyes sparkle with kindness. I'm so glad to call you my friend and la 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 somethingness.
I'm so glad to call you friend and fellow slayer, and wish you a lifetime of happiness, Zell suggested.
Oh, thank you! Now, Zellos, I know to stay away from purple. It's hard to rhyme anything with it. Let's see. You're so generous to share your home with us every week. I will always remember your version of Puck, even though you're a bit of a sneak. I hope this Valentine will bring you good luck. There, I did it! Oh, thank you, Mr. Zelgadis. Now, show me what you've written,
Amelia insisted vehemently.
How about this one? Dear Miss Amelia, I wish that you would call me Zelgadis like a good friend should. Drop the formal mister, or I promise I will call you my sister, and I just made it up. But I wish you'd call me Zell, all right?
Amelia looked at her hands wistfully.
I try, but then the last time, you became so distant. I must have overstepped my bounds with that kiss. I didn't want to assume too much. I know we are friends now, but for a while, I wasn't so sure. I would never want to do anything to jeopardize our friendship. You are one of the most intelligent, brave, and wonderful people I know.
Amelia, Zell began to stop her from saying more. I'm just a 17-year-old guitar player who's lucky to have friends who care about him. Now back to the poetry. How many more do you have to do?
Where did Lena put that thermal tape thing? Oh, 101 degrees. Is that better? Sounds high. Look, it's time for a drink of water. Zelos, you okay?
Val was worried about the listless kid lying on the bed.
No, I'm not. Maybe I'll do everyone a favor and die.
Zelos answered morosely. Die? You've got the flu, for Christ's sake. If the crime lord of the Western world can't kill you, the flu certainly won't. And it wouldn't do me no favor to have gone to all this work for nothing. Besides, where would we find a drummer to replace you in time for the dance, huh? Listen, for what it's worth, I can count the people I call friend on my two hands, but the ones that I trust with my life, on one hand. I can't afford to lose one of those. Now, I gotta go to work, and Lena'll do something awful to me if you're not better before I go. So plaster on that smile.
Val was waving his arms in an animated way. Zelos closed his eyes and remained silent. Dude, what's the matter? Really? Val knelt down beside him. I'm scared. I'm so scared. I gotta meet this guy next week. Make him trust me. Extort information from him. To find Gav. In the meantime, I start the novice program and learn how to heal and be all holy or something. And what if I fail? What if I can't do it? Then you get your wish and die young, but doom me and Zell? Listen, you can't fail at the priest stuff. If that Miroku dude can do it, and he's as impure as they come, then you'll pass with flying colors. And that other guy? You're about the best actor I know. I don't want to start sounding like Amelia, but if anyone can pull this off, it's you. Val sat back on the daybed and watched Zelos. That's not all that's bothering ya. Zelos shook his head. Val smiled. But a year ago, nobody'd be here taking care of ya, huh? A year? How about only a few months ago? Before this school year, you guys hardly knew I existed. Zelos spoke emotionally. Val nodded. So, there you go. Same with me. When I was in jail, you all came. Owed me nothing. Look what Amelia's family's done for me. Hey, I might even graduate thanks to you guys. Zelos ventured a small smile. Yeah. Feeling better? Somewhat? Val asked. A little heartsick. Oh, that. Lena. Val sighed knowingly. Would you rather have never known her? Never felt love? Zelos shook his head. No. Me neither. And if I knew what would change her mind, I wouldn't tell ya. Ha ha. I would have used it long ago. So just sit back and wait. Never know what new twists fate has in store for ya. Val said with a touch of wistfulness. That philosophy come out of your mouth? Yeah, well, keep it to yourself. Ah, yes. It's a secret. Zelos smiled and closed his eyes. Val, you in here? Oh, up there. Time to go. Bus in 10 minutes. No, 7, Zell tells me. I'll stay with Zelos now, until near to game time, Sylphiel said. Later, dude, shouted the lanky punk, chains jangling on his way downstairs. Oh, she's bringing you some more cards for poetry writing time. Ha ha. Poetry? Oh, hi, Sylphiel. Yes, I'm presentable, I think. No, it's really okay. I'm even clean. Thank God I got my hair washed. It was driving me nuts. A look of relief passed over his face. Then his attention settled upon the stack of cards. Ew, do I have to? He whined as a joke. Uh-huh. Philia says so, and Amelia's got Zell to do his. Gowrie's done, and Val did his in a snap. First, though, I'm supposed to play nurse and check your temperature, in case Val didn't. And to be sure you're drinking enough water, and something else. So many things. Well, Lena says so. Did you eat yet? No, I bet it had to do with that yucky cold soup. Microwave? That was it. Here, you take the cards. Oh, Val already brought some? Well, we'll do the extras for Martina and Megumi and... Oh, the soup, almost forgot again. She giggled and carefully carried the soup bowl down the stairs to heat up. Zelos sighed and looked at the blank cards. What would he write? Could he say to these people that meant the world to him? And not sound ridiculous? Okay, here comes... Ouch! It's really hot now. I'll take your temperature. Lena showed me how to do it, too, while you eat. She smiled and fumbled with the strip, then smoothed it above his brow. You look so different with glasses on, you know? Kinda smarter. Not that you aren't smart enough already. Let me see. 100 degrees even. Is that good? It is. Now I've messed up your hair. Can I fix it? Zelos was starting to accept his friends messing with his hair.
Ah, there's a comb someplace, by the bed. I combed it out after my shower.
She smoothed it out in the back and swept the bangs off his face and to either side.
There, I've always wanted to do that. It looks more like the way guys wear their hair, you know?
Oh, he knew. He just didn't think it mattered. He liked it the old way, but humored her and let it go.
You're very kind and beautiful, you know.
He smiled. That made her blush and move back off the edge of the waterbed. He was ready for that, and so held his bowl so that it didn't slosh soup out and onto the covers.
I'm sorry if that embarrassed you. If it makes you feel better, I think it's the fever getting to me.
He thought to himself, she can put her hands on me, but I can't compliment her? What's that all about?
Oh, it's all right. But you shouldn't say things like that now. You're not even supposed to think about girls,
she said seriously.
What gave you that idea? I read the rules. Nowhere did it say that I couldn't compliment an attractive young woman. Just not much else. And see, you've made me helpless. My hands are full of hot soup, which I surely won't drop to try anything. I know, I'll eat and dictate my poetry, and you write it in the cards. That way the work gets done, and Philia won't have cause to attack me again, and you fulfill your assigned duties. He smiled.
Silphiel didn't follow all that he said, but he certainly looked non-threatening. So she nodded and picked up a card and purple pen nearby.
Okay, who do you want to start with?
Gowrie. Ah, Gowrie, my friend with the biggest heart I know. Course, you're the biggest guy I know, so you tolerate my jests each day and never vow to make me pay. I think you're great and am glad to have you fighting a common foe. So, how did that sound, okay? I'm not much for writing poetry. Are you? Read me one of yours.
Zelos smiled teasingly.
Mine? I didn't bring one. I can't remember any. But that sounded nice to me. Who's next?
She asked, taking the empty bowl of soup from his hands and setting it down on the desk.
How about you? My dear friend Silphiel, whose shiny hair rustles like silk. Why are your eyes so sad and gray, stark against skin of milk? What secrets do you keep inside? What mysteries do you conceal? I hope you trust me to confide how it is you feel.
That, he thought, ought to send her packing.
Oh, Zelos, that was so cool a poem. Is it true, though? Can I really talk to you about things?
She grew closer, stunning him with her reaction.
Of course, Silphiel.
I've been dying to tell somebody, but it's so hard. Here goes. For the longest time, I've dreamed of Gowrie being the perfect man for me. He seems to be so shy that I'm not sure he ever understood how I felt. But now, I feel untrue to him.
She paused to see if Zelos was listening. He was aghast.
You see, there's someone else, but...
He noticed that she was waiting for him to do something. Nod or...
But?
He supplied.
His heart is unattached, but his soul is in a higher place.
She sighed dramatically.
He's dead?
Zelos was lost now.
Dead? No, but, you know, he's not...
She began, exasperation apparent in her voice.
Silphy, time to go. Hey, Chaos Kid, send her down, will ya? Time to go cheer on the team,
Philia yelled from the open door below.
Chaos Kid, my name's Zelos, remember? Thank you for helping with the cards, Silphiel. I'll work on the others, I promise, he said lightly.
Should I take the bowl too? Okay, you'll keep my secret?
She whispered to Zelos.
Secret? Everyone knows you like Gowrie, Silphiel, he attempted to say.
No, I mean about the other guy,
she added hurriedly. What other guy? I mean, since I don't know who it is, I can't give you away, can I?
Oh, you are so clever. Bye. Okay, Philia, I'm coming. Whoops, I almost forgot the bowl again. Bye, don't forget.
She cried as she scooped up the bowl and left. Zelos sank back onto his pillows. He wasn't sure whether to laugh or to scream. He heard a knock on the door below. Come in, he shouted. Whoever you are, he whispered. Zelos, it's Zell. Everyone's gone save yours truly. Emilia has my cell phone. Well, if I hadn't given it to her, she might have insisted on staying. Yeah, she's been fine. But after having been showered with hours of kindness and attention, I came to see you and... Be showered with hours of abuse and neglect from me. How thrilling. I feel so appreciated. Zelos sang. Zell had climbed up to the loft and taken his seat on the daybed. Feel like killing something? Lost universe? Zelos shook his head. Maybe later. I mean, I do feel like killing, but I'm too weak to sit at the keyboard. If I had that staff, I could almost pound on the keys from here. All right, later. So you had Val and Silphiel for entertainment. Lena put it in an interesting way. He's taking a cold shower with Val. Yes, that's how she put it. I let it pass. Amelia, whoosh, over her head. Yeah, Lena's hair was pretty out there, too. She tell you about it? Zell asked. Screamed it. I might have raised an eyebrow when she casually mentioned staying over at Gowrie's house. And then she blasted me for having dirty thoughts. What's with her, taking up mind-reading now? I can't win, Zelos wailed. Zell ignored his friend's dramatics. Changing your hair as well? What? Oh god, Silphiel. I think she... No, doesn't even matter what I think anymore. I'm always wrong, or being duplicitous, or something. From now on, I'm keeping my opinions and comments to myself. If anyone asks me anything, I'll go back to answering, that's a secret. Then I'll just be annoying. It was simpler then, you know, just being annoying. Did I just say, you know? Shit, I hate that irritating phrase. And those damn cards and poetry writing. I hate writing poetry. What do I say to you, for instance? Zelos complained. Zell chuckled. Where's the off button on you? Looks okay. The hair, by the way. I'll reheat leftovers for dinner when you feel like it. Want me to go? No. Thanks for listening. With Silphiel around, I guess I was just holding it all in. She's so pure. Zell was cackling. Val once said something like that about you. Or was that gay? I had to create poems from the heart for Amelia as well as myself. Yeah, you should feel better. It wasn't so bad. I made them short. And not one will cause tooth decay. Which ones have to be done? Zell asked. Zelos pointed to the pile, which Zell picked up and proceeded to leaf through. This isn't your handwriting. Your pen, not your script. How can I tell? This I can read. Your writing's crap. Silphiel took dictation. You had her write out this? Skin of milk? Silk? Sounds like a love poem to me. What were you thinking? Asked Zell incredulously. God only knows. I was having a bit of fun, testing. I thought she'd get embarrassed and disappear. Didn't work. Kinda backfired, Zelos muttered. I'll pretend I didn't hear that. So, let's start with Amelia. She's safe, right? All right. What do you admire about her? Don't tell me, just write it down. Write something else, and say, Happy Valentine's Day. Don't say love, or beautiful, or anything that might be taken as a leading statement, which, in your case, may make this awfully dull. Zell smirked, then continued. Ready for Philia? Well, who really ever is? How to start? Thanks for not bruising me too badly and sparing my life. Thank you for cutting my hair so well. I'm still recognizable, so that's not a trifle. Thanks for sharing the band with me, even if I have to play drums holding a rifle. You're welcome. Consider it my gift to you. Next, Val. You got that one? Great. That leaves Lena and me. Lena, you've been an important part of my life. Your singing is amazing. Thanks for being my friend. Have an enjoyable Valentine's Day. Well, it's safe. And mine can be the same, except for the name part. See? All done. Ready for games or dinner? Dinner it is. I'll be back. By the way, don't worry about Silphio. She's been gossiping about some basketball player of mutual interest to Philia. She gets crushes on a different guy each week. The Gowrie thing is a fallback position. How do I know? I heard them talking. Elf ears with demon hearing. Monday. Monday morning announcements included. Due to the problem with printing students' class schedules the week before, the new semester class lists have not been available in the office until now, Monday morning. Please excuse our delay. Tutoring begins again next week on Tuesdays and Thursdays after school in the same rooms as last semester. The Valentine's Day dance is this Friday night, featuring our own band, the Slayers. Zell was not surprised to find his new elective was cooking, even if it wasn't on his list of alternatives. Gowrie was a bit put off about it, however, and at lunch voiced his opinion. Lena smoothed his ruffled feathers when she told him he could eat what he made. Besides, someday you won't be living at home and won't have your mom to do your cooking, she noted, poking her carrot stick in his face. On second poke, he lunged forward and snapped off the carrot with his teeth.
Okay, Lena.
Zelos took the bus to the Whispering Oaks retirement home for his service job during what used to be his computer lab with Zell. Apparently, he would be late for cooking class every day. Zell realized his duty was to cover for him. After 15 minutes, Zell was elevated to cooking assistant and paired with the late boy for the rest of the term. Of course, Zell sighed. Everyone else worked independently, but the atmosphere was relaxed, and the students ended up working together and making communal feasts. It made for a satisfying end to the day. Philia, Val, and Silphiel already had a project in mind for their silk screening class, and so would be allowed to work together for the term, if they could agree on any of the t-shirt designs. It was just another beginning of an extraordinary week in the lives of the Slayers. Monday, band practice. Val, Zell, and Zelos happily accepted the Amelia van ride to the practice room. Val's ribs were sore after a long day of activity and seemed a little low-spirited. The other two were still suffering from the flu. The van stopped at the market for drinks and food supplies, then dropped off the kids. The break from practice did them good. They meshed better than ever, even if they played with less energy. Gowrie's newest song was fine and ready for the dance. Zelos's was nearly perfect. Just a few rough spots remained. It would be ready. Lena assured everyone her song would be sung by a mystery singer the night of the dance. They would not get a chance to practice with her before that time, unless a miracle occurred for Wednesday's practice, so... Get it ready with me, and don't change a thing, she warned everyone. Zell's instrumental on the acoustic guitar would be performed solo, and was left up to him to determine if it was ready. He assured them it would be, then played it completely. He received their applause with grace. Surely this was a different Zell goddess than the one which had joined the band originally. They had a couple of instrumental slow songs to add to the mix. Then, Lena boldly put forth, We gotta do Can't Buy Me Love. I heard it on the radio last night while I was soaking in the tub and thought it would be perfect for us. Come on, guys. You know that one, don't you? Okay, take a few minutes to work out the instrumentals while we figure out all the verses. That's how it went. Lena's taste ruled. She rarely turned down one of their ideas, either. After an hour or so, they broke to rest and to consume food and beverages. "Check it out!" shouted Val to Zell as he peeled off a new riff on the keyboards. "Just figured out how the dude did that. Cool, eh?"
"Yeah, you're naturally talented, and practice pays off," Zell noted, guzzling a second glass of water. "You've got the right hands, too. Strong and agile fingers that are long. Good reach. They work independently but execute the same kind of movement, as opposed to guitar, which requires each hand to operate differently with different timing, see? I have to hold strings down a fraction of a second before my right hand picks or strums the string. So the fingers are doing different things with slightly different timings to make sound. Now, Gowrie's hands are huge and strong. I can barely play the bass for more than a few minutes. Try it. Those strings are thick and hard to hold down. His hands are perfect. Zelos? Well, karate has strengthened his wrists. Drumming is in the wrists, so both activities are mutually beneficial." Zell paused and finished his drink.
"Just something I've noticed. What's wrong?"
"I haven't heard you talk so much before. That's all. Interesting, though." Gowrie smiled.
"So, what's with you?" Philia asked the subdued Val.
"Aw, time's running out on my being able to camp out at Sano's. Gov's not in custody, so I can't go back there. Laws, probation, I don't know where I'm gonna be put next. Don't worry, something's in the works. I got a phone call this morning before school from the lawyer dude, Fabrizio. He says an offer's been made, and I might hear about it today. I can accept the new place, or decline, that's what he said. Just hope it ain't far out of town or nothing." Val shrugged and downed his drink.
"Oh, Mr. Val, I'm so sorry. I forgot all about that temporary thing."
Amelia sympathized.
"Val, if it weren't for getting back and forth from your job, there's no problem with getting you a place out at the settlement, I'm sure,"
Philia offered hesitantly. He wasn't sure what to say. While he was thinking, there came a knock on the door. Zelos moved slowly, but opened it before the third knock. It was his mother.
"Yes?"
he asked, one eyebrow raised in query.
"Hello, dear. How did your day go?"
"Good."
"Well, you'll have to tell me about that community service project later. Actually, I'm here to see..." "Val, there you are. May I speak to you?"
"Privately, dear. It won't take long."
"Thank you."
She smiled, knowing that she was startlingly beautiful, and walking beside an unsure, gawky teenage boy who couldn't tear his eyes off her. Zelos silently mouthed, "No!" then slammed the door. Zelgaris, fresh from a coughing fit, asked,
"What do you think?"
Zelos smirked.
"And that is how I acquired a foster brother, eh? What do you think? Let's see, where will he go? The guest bedroom? Probably. I wonder what his color will be. Do I sound bitter or merely sarcastic?"
Lena snarled. "She can't possibly be the one who called. You don't think Zelos is trying to get her claws into Val now, do you? Who's in charge downtown that would let..."
"You're asking who would let the high school principal and her professor husband take that nasty punk stepson of that bastard Gov, with two smart, clean-living sons, to turn him from a life of depravity? Who wouldn't? Remember that we know the truth, and very few others do. And there's no solid evidence. Amelia's father and Silphiel's father believe us, but can't give away what they know, or I'm up shit creek. No, Val's moving in. I can feel it,"
Zelos said darkly. "Sano will be safer," noted Zelgaris. "Sagram won't be able to get his hands on Val so easily." "Don't give me that look, Zelos. I'm simply pointing out that there are some pluses to weigh in as well."
"Well, you all might be wrong, so wait until he gets back before making judgment," sniffed Philia.
Silence.
"So,
started Lena.
How is it at home? Naga settling in, I take it?
Amelia's turned to look dismayed.
Oh, Miss Lena, you know how worried Daddy gets about her. Well, she's at a troubled teen dude ranch in Utah for a few months. I hope it helps her. Either that, or she will corrupt the camp.
A tiny giggle escaped Amelia's lips.
Oh, I shouldn't laugh about her, but she's so...
suggestive and corruptive, Zelos offered. Of course, that was my impression after knowing her for. Zilgadas, how long was it before she had her hands on... We picked up Lena and her in Syrog, Amelia, then dropped her at your place, remember? Lena, Zelos, and I were late getting to play practice that day. Martina was waving a sword around. Yeah, that's the meeting he's referring to. Zell spoke rapidly.
He wanted to clarify his minimal involvement in the Naga saga before Zelos could insinuate his take on the whole affair back into the conversation.
She was pretty friendly then. And later, after the night of the play, she... Zelos continued, pleased to watch Zell take a turn in the squirm chair. She recognized us, didn't she? I hear Val returning. Zelos, get the door. Zell scowled.
He was simply trying to avoid embarrassing Amelia over her sister's behavior. Amelia had been very kind to him, and she didn't deserve teasing. None of this was lost on the others. Zelos was being irritating, and Zelgadas was not so indifferent as he wished to appear. Amelia smiled at Zell.
It's okay, Zelgadas. I know all about my dear sister. I love her bunches, but she's wild. I'm not surprised she was attracted to you, though.
Zelos opened the door to find Val about to knock. Val appeared unharmed, but a little shell-shocked. You wouldn't believe what she just offered me. But I told her I'd have to think about it tonight. Zelos smiled. Welcome to the Metallium Greywords House of Horrors. Your life will be endangered every waking moment, and nightmares will fill your sleeping hours. During your stay, please restrict yourself to the kitchen and your own room. Being found outside those safe zones of the house or cavorting around on the surrounding grounds will entitle you to immediate and painful reminders that you have sold your soul to the demons within. So, choose your color and have a happy day! Val stood gaping at the strange purple-haired kid. Gray, maybe. Or black. Thanks. He stared at Zell. How'd you guess? Zell shook his head. Want to hear the plus side? I gotta be careful what to wish for. What do you say? Val turned in again. Sagram and Gav will leave you alone here. You'll get your own bathroom. No rent, so you'll save money. Zell began. Live in tutoring, cooking, and cleaning provided, chuckled Lena.
You all can walk to school together and take the bus to work or the dojo together, added Amelia cheerily.
Are you okay, Val? Asked Gowrie. You look kinda spaced out.
She said I can stay in the guest room or share with you, Zelos. Why would she want me here? Val wondered aloud.
To keep you out of Gob's clutches, no doubt. However, I will ask her directly tonight, when we have our little talk. Val, I'm sorry I got you into this mess, Zelos said honestly.
So, are you going to be moving into their house? Sylphiel asked.
Guess so. What do you think?
Val was looking at Zelos, then Zell for confirmation. Lena had been waiting for her chance.
I think, do it. Hear me out. Whatever Zelos has planned, Zelos can figure it out or be part of it, most likely. Our advantage is that she doesn't know that we know. That sounds dumb. Okay, Zelos, tonight you blow up. You don't want to have to share any more space with more ingrates, etc. You don't want him to get involved and have to risk your neck bailing him out. How are you going to keep Zell in the dark and out of everything with Val spilling the beans? Blah, blah, blah. Get the point? Now she'll have to explain why Val's not a problem and give away info while you come away having lost no ground at all. Make sense?
Zelos nodded. I was thinking along those lines. Worst case, I'll offer to team up with Val, but that would make it really difficult. Don't you see? I'm trying to fool my mother into thinking I want to help her run some evil empire, all the while actually infiltrating it to provide evidence to bring her down. At the same time, I'm pretending to be an innocent bystander in an old folks' home, and pure as driven snow as a novice becoming a priest. Also, I'm protecting Zelgadis and Val from being caught, or the rest of you from being found out. It's complicated!
Lena chuckled. I just thought of a nickname for you. When this is all over, Zelos the Trickster Priest.
Oh, Miss Lena, that's not a nickname, more of a title, Amelia cried. And not very complimentary, either.
After a while, Gowri, Val, Zelos, and Zell returned to their music. Lena beckoned the other girls over to talk. Do you realize that if they succeed, actually defeat Gav, Rezo, and Zelos, and survive, that Zelos, Val, and Zell will be fantastically rich? For one, they'll own their own houses, right? Then there's the whole inheritance thing. Part of the Shabranigdo inheritance they each get. Plus, Zell gets even more through both Rezo and the Metallium connections. Also, Val gets something from the ancient Seafeed Clan fund and his mother's insurance that Gav has been scamming away from him somehow. And Zelos? The Metallium syndicate must be worth billions if he gets to keep any of it. The girls sat aghast. None of them had thought about the monetary end of it before.
I know the financial gain part has never crossed their minds, Amelia said defiantly.
No, but they all look far more attractive in that light, Philia smiled devilishly. And for a moment, she was literally correct. The last of the pale yellow afternoon sun shone through the open window above the door, bathing the boys in a warm golden glow. It lasted only a few minutes, then passed with the arrival of new storm clouds, amassing for the evening's pending onslaught. All right, everybody, Lena called to her band and friends. Time to smooth those last rough edges, because Friday's the dance, and this is our chance to practice. Oh yeah, since we didn't get a chance to alter our wardrobe, en masse, shall we say, we are requesting that you all wear a different shirt, top, whatever, in red, pink, or green. Everyone got those? Good. Okay. One more time through my song, first.
Very late Wednesday night. I am supposed to spend my time socializing with the Whispering Oaks residents, Zelos began his midweek report to Zelos. I helped them find activities, chatted, and assisted in any way I could. I was introduced to Mr. Sagram Sr. Apparently, he's a crotchety old hermit, because one of the employees hinted that if I could draw him out, then I'd be hired. His name, you could have warned me, Zelos, gave me pause. I must have reacted enough that he asked if I recognized his name. Luckily, I had the presence of mind to get around my error. Hmm? I asked him if his family made whiskey. He snorted and said that the name of the whiskey was Seagram's, but that his family made plenty of trouble. He must have warmed to me, though, because he growled about my helping him find a decent chess player for him. He dared me to. I said, okay, me. So we sat at the table and played a couple of games. Yes, I was careful not to win or play too well, just good enough to keep him entertained. I wasn't about to tip him off. He's sharp, but I'm sharper.
And I'm the sharpest of all, eh?
Zelos smiled and set down her wine glass.
We'll see. He's a wily old devil. I know him by another name, but you did well for this first week. Play the fool and don't get caught.
Now, about Val, began Zelos. I am really tired of you bringing my friends into all this. He knows what kind of man Gav is, in a small way, but not you. It's hard enough keeping secrets from Zelgadis, but now you've added Val? Moreover, I'm tired of sharing with more and more brothers. Couldn't you stuff them in Rezo's old place?
Zelos waited him out.
Are you over your jealous tantrum? Good. Val is here because Sagram was coming back for him. Val and all his wealth will be back under Gov's control. Oh, he didn't even know. The mayor's lawyer nearly had the paperwork filed on behalf of Val for certain benefits to be in his name only, since his parent was missing. If Val was returned to Gov, then he'd lose those benefits again. Gov would get them.
But he's 18. Why does Gov still have control over Val's benefits?
Zelos asked. Clan rules, dear. As long as he's dependent on his parents for support, his parents get the benefits. Living here and in my employment, settled down. I didn't say working for the syndicate. I was thinking school jobs. That way he'll have the benefits again, and the money could come directly here. That is, to him.
But isn't Gov hiding out from arrest warrants or something?
Zelos asked, curious about the laws of the land. Only in Seyrun. And he's not guilty of any crime, dear. He's never been tried officially. Actually, he's holed up somewhere to escape me and Hellmaster. I want his empire, what's left of it. Hellmaster? Well, I'm not sure. Gov likes to collect relics. To sell, to fund his little rising crime world. He's been on the hunt for the Red Priest's mantle and staff, so perhaps he stole something of Hellmaster's.
Zelos looked thoughtful. So what can I tell Val?
Val, whatever you like. If you recruit him, he'll report to you, after training. Both of you. She lit a new cigarette and sucked in the smoke. Considering that he can handle firearms and is fairly well acquainted with the world of petty crime, he could be of some benefit to you. You faint at the sight of blood, correct? Not much good if you plan to attack Gov. Or were you planning to take him dancing and seduce him?
What?
Zelos blanched and choked, startled at the suggestion. Don't be naive, dear. You're intent on drawing Gov out and... Now, how would that little girlfriend of Zilgadis's put it? Having him put to justice?
Zelos chuckled evilly.
You are attractive. I'm sure he'd think so, too. Especially those scars.
Zelos shook to the core. Those are not your orders, are they?
Mine? Why, I haven't completed my plans for you yet. As I said, you need training first. Then I'll know the type of work for which you're suited. Go now. I have some calls to make, and you have schoolwork to finish,
Zelos bowed slightly and strode from the room, out the door, and to his place. He climbed to his loft and began hammering on the computer.
Instant messaging on.
Zelos.
Zo, you up?
Zelgadis.
X. Oh yeah, I heard.
Zelos.
I hate her.
Zelgadis.
X. I think she was pulling your chain.
Zelos.
What kind of mother would say that, huh? I hate her.
Zelgadis.
A bad one. I'm sorry.
Zelos.
Come over. Lost universe?
Zelgadis.
Okay.
Instant messaging. Off.
Friday. Valentine's Day. Lena dumped a bag full of heart-shaped lollipops on Zell's desk. Zell eyed it suspiciously, but said nothing.
Zelos cried out, "None for me? Why, Lena, I'm hurt."
"Here's yours," she said, unceremoniously dumping a similar bag on his desk, and one in front of Philia. "Hey, don't eat 'em. They're for you to sell. We're selling 'em for the lacrosse club fundraiser. You owe me $5 for that bag, empty or otherwise, by the end of the day."
Zell hadn't touched his bag.
He wondered to whom he'd sell them. He couldn't just walk up to some strange kid, or worse. one he barely knew, and ask them for money. He looked over at Philia, who was collecting money from a bunch of guys and telling them, "That's right, it's Valentine's Day, and now you have something to give to that special someone." He could hear the crinkle of plastic and the smell of cherry. Zelos, he knew, was eating one already. 8:05 a.m. "We are ready to begin our new text, Jane Eyre. I'm handing out the books along with the first worksheet to be completed and turned in next Monday. I suggest you get started right away because there will be a writing assignment also. As a reminder, you must do an extracurricular project for this semester. This list, posted in the back of the room, includes some musical and theater events, period cooking, art shows, and poetry readings at the university. Don't wait until the last week to do these, since the times for many events are fixed. So plan ahead. Now, for today's topic." The teacher continued in this vein for the rest of the hour. History class was interrupted, thank God, by a string of cheerleaders, Sylphiel included. Philia rose and stood impatiently with them. The leader shoved a bouquet of red and white balloons into the teacher's hands and then led the rest of the girls in a "he's the best" cheer for the coach. Lena used the opportunity to trade candy for money, fueling the "gotta get her him something" frenzy that seemed to have taken over the spirits of the otherwise indifferent students. "Well, that's the last of that bag. On to bag three," she grinned gleefully. Zell shook his head gloomily. How would he ever get rid of those candies? Zelos tossed one to Ryoga, who jammed the money owed into a paper wad and tossed it back. Even he could find a way to sell the stuff. Zell simply couldn't bring himself to touch the evil bag. By lunchtime, Zell had worried himself into an upset stomach. He didn't want to join Lena at the table empty-handed. He also didn't want to listen to all the "what did you get" talk. He knew his band would be exchanging cards at practice later, and that was enough for him. He wasn't handsome or charming or considered a catch, so nobody would be bothering him with love notes. Did he still have that box of, oh yes, he remembered where he'd hidden his tiny collection of treasured notes from 4th and 5th grades. He'd almost thrown them out several times, but couldn't. Lena, Sylphiel, and others' handmade cards, with carefully composed assurances of consistency and caring in their awful neophyte cursive. Some included pictures or photographs, or the spot where a tiny candy, long removed and eaten, had been taped or glued. In elementary school, everyone had to give a card to everyone, but not all cards were equal. He had seen what some of the less desirable kids got, so he knew his were very special creations, just for him. What a joke. Now those two girls were the only ones from his class that would look him in the eye or give him the time of day. Valentine's Day had become just another reminder of the life that had been taken away from him the day his father's lab blew up in his face. "Zell, what have you got there?" Zell's eyes flew up to meet those of the beautiful and quite healthy Kagome.
Candy for the lacrosse club," he managed to say.
"Oh, wonderful! I need something to take over to that other school later. Let's see, $3 worth. Thanks, Zell. Great timing. Bunny's looking for something, too. Hey, Bunny, Zell's still got some. There, that's all he has. Yep. So, will I see you at the Asian celebration this weekend? Cool. And of course, at the dance tonight. Wouldn't miss the chance to hear the Slayers. Later, then." Kagome smiled and waved goodbye. Zell counted out his $5, tossed the empty bag into the trash, and then turned to face his friends at the lunch table. Lena appeared out of nowhere, blocking his path. Before she could ask, he offered her the money. "Here's my entire share. Now can I go eat?" "Good, I'll take it. It was my cover for collecting for Val's birthday present. It's worked, too. He has no idea we know." She winked.
"What birthday?" Zell sighed.
18th. His name, Zell. Think about it. Today is
Val's day. She stared at Zell like he was a nitwit.
Valentine's Day is his birthday?
And his name!
She grinned hugely at this.
Silvio picked up a gift certificate from the music store where he works last night. Hey, his boss and co-workers took up a collection and tossed in some extra, so he can get whatever cool stuff he wants there. $100 worth. Anyway, I'll give this to her and we'll surprise him at practice with a Valentine party, dinner, and then go to work at the dance.
His name is Valentine?
Zell was near bursting at the seams. Don't give away that we know, Buster, or it will spoil the surprise. You, Zellos, Silphiel, and I are the only ones that know.
Lena hissed. Her expression sobered him immediately. He nodded and hurried off to buy a bagel and drink.
Zellos traced his birth record down, of course. Two younger guys were at his spot at the table, between Amelia and Zellos, so he pulled up an empty chair alongside Silphiel. He listened as he chewed and sipped.
I couldn't decide on a single rose or the chocolate truffle, so I got you both, sighed Duo from the acting class. Amelia blushed prettily and graciously thanked both boys for thinking of her.
Zell glanced up at the other one, but didn't know him. He was probably another freshman like Duo. He never really thought about Amelia and other guys. She was always around Lena and the band when he saw her. Of course, she had many other activities and clubs and, apparently, admirers. Then, why did she even give him the time of day? Oh yeah, 'cause he's her cause. Poor Zell, the freak.
Zell goddess? Zellos called out. I'm going over to buy a cookie. Want another bagel or something?
Zell shook his head. In his hands, the uneaten bagel was crushed to crumbs.
How I hate this day.
He silently stood up. Gowrie's place was littered with mementos, candies, cards. So was Philia's and Amelia's. Silphiel and Lena had somewhat less. He hadn't noticed Zelos's place, save for a pile of candy wrappers. His chest tightened with a pain he never chose to reveal. Zell, unable to even breathe, turned and left. Out of the cafeteria, out of the building, Zell rushed outside into the cold winter mist. All those tightly restrained emotions of yearning were about to overwhelm him. He did not want to feel. He did not want to care. He would not let himself be touched. He would not hurt. He was aloof. Hard, uncaring, scornful, and impenetrable. I am a rock. He successfully held back the tears that threatened to fall, and swallowed. After a few minutes, he was composed. He hid his face with his bangs and pulled up his hood closer around his head. I am an island. He zipped up his sweatshirt and pounded the wall with his fist. As a trickle of blood ran down his knuckles to the cement walkway, he smiled grimly. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries. Kids were wandering around, distributing cards, flowers, and candy. Alan Schetzer appeared over Lena's shoulder. Hello, Slayer's Band. I thought I'd visit over here a bit, where I'm generally unappreciated. He smiled, expecting some words to the opposite. Not getting them, he continued. You see, the draconian cultists don't observe Valentine's Day, so I had to get away from all the grieving girls who don't understand when I tell them I can't accept their gifts. I see the seafeed believers exchange love notes. Philia smiled. I can see nothing wrong with letting a person know how you feel, especially if it's nice.
Zellos smiled. And you do it any time as well. You don't even need a special day.
Philia started to say something back at Zellos when Alan knelt between Philia and Lena, effectively blocking Zellos from her view.
That's a wonderful philosophy. Yours or Seafeed's?
His finely chiseled features, expressive eyes, and well-tended long blonde hair made Alan an extremely handsome man.
and although he wasn't much taller than Philia, he was financially well off and intelligent enough that she found this particular upperclassman very suitable as arm candy, or a trophy. "Mine," she assured him with a knowing smile, "although it is in accordance with my cult's beliefs as well."
"That's good. I admire a woman who knows her own mind," he said silkily.
Val was bristling. Here was a guy he'd love to mash into the sticky cafeteria floor. But this was not the time. That behavior would get him suspended and worse. So he gritted his teeth and made an all-out effort to maintain an aloof posture. Lena, however, found Alan's continued presence annoying. She didn't care for his superior attitude, and she was unable to sell the last lollipops with him in her space. "Hey, Alan, if you're not buying candy, shove off and make room for those that are," she said, smacking him on the head for emphasis.
"Lena,"
he said, a tinge of annoyance seeping through.
"By all means, sorry to have disturbed you. I will see you all tonight at the dance, won't I? Philia, I'll look forward to that beautiful song you sing with Val."
The last words he said, smiling some, and with a glance to the punk sitting at her side. To his credit, Val said nothing. Philia nodded and waved. Alan disappeared into the crowd. Before anyone could say another word, the bell rang to end the period. The cooking class baked and decorated Valentine's Day cookies. Zell's were spectacular. Zelos was late, as usual. And so, Zell let him do all the decorating while he helped the cooking impaired finish at least a few presentable specimens. Gowrie, who had helped with cookies at home, helped Amelia and Lena roll theirs out evenly and cut without wasting dough. By the end of class, every student had at least a dozen cookies that could be graded average or above. The teacher thanked the two boys for their special efforts to make the day go smoothly and so pleasantly. Gowrie nodded. Zell sighed. Oh, joy. Val was expecting a Valentine's Day party during Friday's practice time, where they'd party and then pack up for the dance that evening. And so, he did not find it peculiar when some of the band members took off to go to the store first. He walked to the practice with Gowrie and Silphiel, walked to Zelos's, Zell's, and, as of this weekend, his home. If they only knew what a birthday gift this was to him. The guest room and bath had been emptied and painted already. Plush carpeting, all new and in a soft gray color, was being installed this afternoon, while technicians were busy rewiring the old house for better lines, including DSL for both his and Zell's rooms. Wood shades like Zell's were on order, but a new bed, dresser, and desk would be arriving tomorrow. Zell and Zelos would be driving over in the morning to pick up his boxes and drop him at Gowrie's. From Gowrie's, he'd be going to the Asian celebration with Lena and Philia, and meet up with the rest of the Slayers. What service! The very best and most exciting treasure, to be sure, was his very own computer. Wednesday, after band practice, Zelos and Zell had gone with him to pick out the newest, hottest gear, CD burner, and stuff he'd never even heard of before. To top it off, Zell's old computer was going back to the chemistry lab to end its days grinding out reports. Zelgadas had been floating on a cloud all afternoon, ogling, weighing, and then finally choosing his replacements, as well as helping Val with his choices. This made for a weird bonding of punk nerd musiciandom that was not lost on the salespeople in the store. Together, the three kids clashed. Their hair and sizes clashed. Val was tall and golden-skinned, with tattoos and piercings for decoration, and green, spiky hair that shimmered. Pale-skinned Zelos stood nearly a foot shorter, and when he moved, his distinctive, shiny purple hair swayed. Zelgadas' wiry, lavender mess of hair and hooded sweatshirt hid most of his disfiguring scars, and slender but strong physique.
Their movements and speech patterns clashed. Val swaggered arrogantly, chains jangling as he scoffed and gesticulated brashly or admired silently. Zelos skipped about or walked gracefully and giggled foolishly or spoke clearly and knowledgeably in complete sentences. Zelgadis sprinted about or stood, arms crossed, while describing curtly the essential components or sarcastically blasting unnecessary ones. Nevertheless, despite their obvious differences, they were closely tied together by their friendship, music, and now by their common address. Zelos smiled calmly as the astonished salesperson took his credit card, ran it through, and received an approval for many thousands of dollars worth of equipment. "You must have one hell of a job to make that kind of money," the sales kid said jokingly. "It's hell, to be sure," smiled Zelos. "So, can you help schlep boxes for us?" The kid nodded. This sale had certainly made his day. Val smiled at the recollection. "My room, my furniture, my computer, my color, even my set of keys. Ha! Happy birthday to me. Better enjoy it while it lasts. For tomorrow, I shall pay, no doubt." He unlocked the practice room door. It was all he could do not to giggle with excitement, and opened it wide for Silphiel and Gowri to enter first. "Hey, I'm gonna check on my new room. Wanna come?" he asked, fighting down his own eagerness.
"Yeah," answered Gowri. "You haven't said much, but, you mind moving in with these guys?"
"Don't matter to me. Been moving around lots lately, so what's one more? Sides, Zell's cooking is real fine," Val chuckled. "Hope that sounded cool enough."
"I think you're taking this really good, you know. I'm sure I'd be really upset having to leave my home so many times," cried Silphiel sympathetically.
Gowri toured the empty room.
"The view out back's nice. Do you get along with everybody okay?"
Val knew he meant Rezzo. He lowered his voice to a near whisper and said, Zelos, she's been real nice, but I can hardly take my eyes off her, you know. Whoa, baby. Rezzo, my sympathies go out to Zell, man. His old man is rigid. Hardly says a word. Orders everyone but Zelos about. He's not happy about me being here, for sure. Mostly, it's the creepiest place I've ever been. Especially knowing that they've tried killing their own kids and all. On the plus side, as Zell would say, they're not here much of the time. So, we get the whole place to ourselves. We'll see.